Across the Red Sea from Yemen, Eritrea has been slapped with UN sanctions. The Security Council has imposed an embargo on arms imports and exports by the African nation. The reason for the sanctions is this. A UN monitoring group says Eritrea has been supplying weapons and cash to Islamist rebels in neighboring Somalia. Those rebels are trying to topple a transitional government in Somalia, which has been virtually lawless for 18 years. Eritrea says it's not helping the Somali insurgents. The World's Matthew Bell has our story.
The UN Security Council overwhelmingly passed the sanctions resolution against Eritrea. The vote was 13-1. Libya voted against the resolution, even though Libya currently chairs the African Union of Countries, and it was the African Union that requested sanctions against Eritrea in the first place. China abstained from the vote. The sanctions include an embargo on weapons moving into and out of Eritrea. Top Eritrean leaders are banned from travel, and some of their assets are being frozen. The resolution also calls on all UN member states to inspect cargo to and from Eritrea and Somalia. Eritrea has long been accused of destabilizing neighboring countries in the Horn of Africa, especially Somalia, but the Eritrean ambassador to the United Nations, Aria Desta, denies the charge.
We have never given any support to the Somali insurgents. This is a fabricated lie which has been going on for such a long time.
Ambassador Desta told the BBC that Eritreans are not looking to destabilize Somalia.
We want peace, stability, and unity to prevail in Somalia.
Okay.
And the only way to bring that is for the Somalis, all-inclusive, to have a conference so that they will decide, they will resolve their own solution. External forces, external solutions will not be a solution to the Somalis.
For its part, Somalia welcomes the sanctions. It says Eritrea has been a major negative factor in the conflict in Somalia. The new UN sanctions effectively relegate Eritrea to the status of a pariah state. The country has fallen a long way since it became independent in 1993.
It's one of the poorest, most troubled, most isolated places in Africa, if not the world.
Jeffrey Gettleman is the East Africa Bureau Chief for the New York Times.
There was a moment in the 90s that Eritrea was held up as the little country that could, and now, basically, it's become the little country that can't.
The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, said the Security Council was not acting hastily or aggressively against Eritrea. She added that Eritrea now has an opportunity to play a more constructive role in the region. Jeffrey Gettleman says the Obama administration supported the sanctions against Eritrea, partly because Eritrea is allegedly supporting al-Qaeda-linked militants in Somalia known as al-Shabaab.
Eritrea comes into play on a few different fronts. There is this counterterrorism fear that they're working with the Shabaab, which is a Somali militant group with ties to al-Qaeda that is a threat to the region. They've talked about attacking Kenya, and there's, you know, tens of thousands of Americans, including myself, who live in Kenya, and the thought is that they're pretty vulnerable to an attack from Somalia by these terrorist groups.
But more than that, Gettleman says, there's a feeling of frustration among Obama administration officials about the situation inside Somalia.
They feel like they've tried a bunch of different solutions, including sending arms to the president of Somalia and backing up his very weak government, of using their diplomatic power on the world stage to try to get more attention to Somalia, and nothing really is working.
Gettleman says Washington hopes that putting an end to Eritrea's meddling in Somalia would help turn things around there, but that's not guaranteed. Eritrean influence notwithstanding, Somalia remains a country with a weak government and a vicious insurgency. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.